Support for Faith Matters comes from the law offices of Mullen, Hoard, and Brown, LLP, offering a full range of legal services to regional and national clients. Mullen, Hoard, and Brown are members of ALFA International. More information is available at 765-7491 or mullenhoard.com.
Welcome to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Join us for a conversation about faith in everyday life. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of the Joint Ranch. Covenant provides a place where hip and knee patients come together for pre-surgery educational classes and then reconvene post-surgery for group therapy and rehabilitation. Now here's the host of Faith Matters, Tom McGovern.
I'm Tom McGovern, host of Faith Matters, and it's my pleasure this Sunday afternoon to have as our guest Ashley Wilkerson. Ashley, a native of Lubbock, has returned to Lubbock for a very sad occasion. She's here because of the murder of her brother 10 years ago and now the sentencing of the man who killed her brother. Ashley, welcome back to Lubbock, even though the circumstances are so sad. Ashley, tell us a little about yourself.
First, let me say how much of an honor it is to sit across from you and be invited to share my story. I'm so grateful to be here. I moved to Dallas when I was 12 years old from Lubbock, Texas. I was born here, Lubbock General Hospital. I was raised on the east side of Lubbock, 2nd Street to be specific. I lived with my grandmother there. And then later I moved with my sister, who became my legal guardian when I was 12 years old. I moved to Dallas, Texas, and my life has been a beautiful, complex, amazing journey filled with so many different highs and lows. I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge that my first taste of performing happened right here at Bozeman Elementary. I was so blessed to have incredible teachers. And one of them, her name is Katrina Stanton. She was my third grade teacher. And I credit her with really inspiring me to be an even more dynamic artist. She would give me an opportunity at the end of every class. Now, let me just say, I was a very loquacious child, opinionated, rebellious, all the makings of a student that is kicked out of class often, which I was. Katrina Stanton saw the gem in me and literally gave me an opportunity after I'd done all my work in class to get up and perform. How lovely. She would literally set a stage, you know, give me a platform. I could tell stories. I could act out characters. And I'm so grateful because that was her first year teaching on the East Side. I don't even know what to call it. She was intuitive. She was inspired, and in return, she inspired me. So my love for the arts definitely began here in Lubbock, Texas. And my grandmother was a colorful character. Her home was filled with so many different people from so many different walks of life. So I saw characters day in and day out.
Oh, yes, and music.
Oh, goodness, blues music. My grandmother sold beer. And she cleaned white people's homes. So she was an entrepreneur, and she was very animated herself. My humble beginnings in the arts began on 2nd Street. Like on Mother's Day, I remember forcing my cousins to participate in this theatrical performance where I honored mothers in our community on Mother's Day.
Then in Dallas, Ashley, you had an opportunity to continue your interest and delight in the performing arts.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. So when I moved to Dallas, I was cast in middle school in a production at the Dallas Children's Theater. And from doing that show, I auditioned and was accepted into the fabulous high school, Booker T. Washington High School for the Performing and Visual Arts.
And then on to New York. Ashley, tell us about New York.
On to New York. I accepted a writing scholarship, and I was still doing plenty of theater. I went to the New School for Liberal Arts. I knew that I was not just an artist, but I was a citizen of the world. And so I studied cultural studies and media. I did shows off Broadway, some commercials, films, you know, things of that nature.
Then after New York, Ashley, tell us about what happened to the rest of your travels.
Oh, my goodness. After college in New York, which was filled with so many different experiences, I returned to Dallas and I was going to move to LA. And so I found a job. I was a leasing agent and I was a hostess at a restaurant and I saved some money. But then I got an opportunity to go to Cuba in 2007.
Tell us about your visit to Cuba.
Oh, Cuba in 2007 was a dream come true. I'd always wanted to visit that place. So wonderful, so colorful, so spiritual. My friend and I went to Cuba because I said, LA's not going anywhere. And technically Cuba isn't anyway, but if you have an opportunity to go to Cuba, go. And it was so amazing. And I actually just did my 10th anniversary trip. I went by myself back in May.
And Ashley, you did some shows in Cuba on this visit?
I did not do shows officially in Cuba, but I definitely performed. It was entertaining. I feel like Cuba is a second home. I feel very spiritually connected to that place.
Ashley, a sense of being alive, experienced the warmth of the people, the wonder of Cuba.
The warmth of the people. We don't hear about that enough. Such humanity, such kindness, such generosity. 2 months after Cuba and less than a year after I graduated from college, my brother was killed. And so that completely transformed my life and where I thought I was going. So I stayed put in Dallas in order to cope with the grief of losing my only brother. I went back to the arts. I started writing. I began writing a piece about his life because I felt no one can tell his story like me, like his sister, because, you know, the media can sometimes sensationalize the death of young Black men. You don't get to see their full humanity. My brother, witty, brilliant, he did used to get on my nerve and push my buttons. Literally, he told me one day after I graduated from college, he teased me when I came down here one Christmas, and he was like, "Why are you talking like that? Are you bougie? Have you forgotten where you come from?" And I was so enraged. I was like, "Leave me alone." And he walked up to me and was pushing my shoulder, saying, "Bing, I'm pushing your buttons again. Bing." So that was my brother. We had a really, really, really special bond. A few months before he passed, he called me and asked me to pray with him. And so he trusted me with his fears. Ironically, he revealed to me that he wanted to be a radio DJ.
So here we are on this Sunday afternoon, DJing in his honor.
Yes, John.
So Ashley, 10 years ago, he was murdered here in Lubbock.
10 years ago, he was murdered in this city. I've had to come to peace with Lubbock because this place, although it's my birthplace, has been one of a lot of pain and sadness. My mother died here when she was 34, and then to have to come back and bury my only brother was devastating.
And now, Ashley, to be back here at the trial and the sentencing of the man who killed your brother must be quite gut-wrenching.
That is the perfect word. I can't even explain it fully, but we are a resilient people, and we have a resilient family.
And in the midst of all of this, Ashley, faith does matter.
Faith absolutely matters. It is my faith that has brought me this far.
Ashley, we will now take a short break and we will return to this program in which we honor your family, your brother, your mother, and the grief process that you are experiencing.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm your host, Tom McGovern, with our guest, Ashley Wilkerson. We are remembering her times in Lubbock and especially a lot of the family sorrow associated with the city, the death of her mother, young, and then the death of her brother. So, Ashley, if you would now continue your story with us.
Well, his name, as I said before, is John Wilkerson, but we called him John or John. Some people called him King John because he was a Leo. And he was really brave and powerful. 2 months after our mother passed away, a random bullet hit him in his back, and he was paralyzed at 13 years old. That's a part of his story that is often overlooked. So he had to learn how to walk again. While writing my victim's impact statement, I noted that many people viewed him as crippled, but I viewed him as a miracle because even with the limp, he just had such a presence. So he suffered a lot in the 28 years he was on this planet. He really did. He got caught up in the system. He went to prison. He was actually dead less than a year from being released from prison. That's not all. He was a father. He has a beautiful daughter who's now a senior in high school. I just found out she was nominated for Homecoming Queen. She's smart, child of God. My brother, it's almost like he sacrificed his life so that we could have a better life.
In a special way, Ashley, he was an expression of the Christ.
It really is. And he was definitely a child of the King. I remember my brother protecting me when I was little. Whenever I would get in trouble and we were getting whoopings, I know many of your audience members know about whoopings. And if you don't, Google it. I would literally crawl, and I guess literally is the word for the day. So if I keep saying that, know that it's just I'm excited and literally keeps coming out. But my brother would take my licks for me. I would literally crawl under his body and he would take my licks.
How beautiful, Ashley, how touching. What a wonderful expression of brotherly love.
And it gets better. One day when a group of girls came to my house to try to fight me, I was in the third grade. They were a little older. My knee started trembling. I was terrified because it was a group of them and it was one of me. And my brother, who was just a few years older than me, walked up, placed his hand on my knee, and told me I didn't have to be afraid. That gentle act, it represents who John was in those really quiet hours. Because he had to overcompensate for not being able to walk fully, he lost his ability to run at 13. He had to have this really tough, hardened persona. But I saw a picture of him. He had fallen asleep on the couch, and we covered him in teddy bears. He was precious to us.
Ashley, after your brother's death, you used your art to heal, to recover, to grieve. Tell us about this expression of your life.
Thank you for asking. Immediately after he was murdered, I started writing in order to not be depressed. And I thought I was going to write this biographical piece about him, but somehow along the way, it got a little scary to me. It got a little too real, too close. Within a couple weeks of writing, the story had shifted and turned into a fictional piece about a woman on death row in Texas. The name of the show is Freckle in My Eye. And it's inspired by a freckle really in my eye. The title wouldn't leave me, even though the story shifted, the title didn't. It's a one-woman show that I was commissioned to finish writing through the South Dallas Cultural Center and the National Performance Network. So basically, I was given a grant to grieve. I wrote the piece, and I eventually toured with the piece, and I did workshops with women who were incarcerated. I did workshops with women who were victims of domestic violence. So I did that piece, and then later I toured with this production called Speed Kill My Cousin, based out of Knoxville, Tennessee, Carpetbag Theater. And there I played an Iraq war veteran with PTSD. And I stopped touring with that show January of last year.
So Ashley, you had national exposure with these two productions. Very heavy pieces.
Heavy. Too heavy. So when people see me, they see light, you know, joy. On stage, I turned into these really flawed, complex, dynamic, wounded characters because it was a reflection of who I was on the inside. And so finally, I decided that I didn't want to just grieve on stage. I'm not going to be that artist.
Actually, a catharsis for others, really, while you publicly shared your grief.
Really? And you feel responsible because it's like after you do this really riveting performance, you have opened up so much. You need to be cared for. So a lot of times the audiences were moved just in incredible ways, but I still had to sit with what was opened, that open wound.
Sit with what was open, with the open wound. What an elegant way of expressing your grief and your sorrow. So Ashley, the theater then was the expression of your grief in a very artistic and personal form.
It was the expression. And then I realized it doesn't have to be the only expression. I'm an advocate for mental health care. It's like theater is fabulous. Artists, we need to use our platform as best as we can. We use our gifts, not only to inspire others, but to inspire ourselves. But I also believe that you need to go and deal with your pain. And sometimes it's the church, sometimes it's your grandmama's house, and sometimes it's therapy. And so I'm an advocate of using all these tools to heal your life. And so when my grandmother died, she died December 6th, 2015, in Sacramento, California. All of 2016 was really powerful for me. I had to sit and face myself. I was in Los Angeles, Inglewood, to be specific, and I had to touch the fire. I have a fabulous life. I've been able to travel so many different countries. I've been able to do so many different wonderful things that I'm so grateful for. But I remember sitting in my house on so many days, feeling completely broken, feeling leveled by the pain, because I hadn't given myself permission to grieve. When my brother was killed, I went into performance.
Ashley, what a beautiful, soulful expression of the many faces of grief. How it isolates us. We are deeply into our own sorrow, and then we find the need ultimately to reach out to others to be supported in our journey.
And I learned a lot about myself during that process, and I learned a lot about others. Because my life has taken this particular path, I realized that people weren't always comfortable with me grieving. They expected me to be their sunshine, and they didn't know how to offer me the support I needed. And so that's when I had to really go deep in prayer and meditation and trust in God. Honey, faith is the answer.
Ashley, now we will take a short break. We will return to continue your wonderful, moving, and inspiring story. Thank you.
You're listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center. More information on customized plans for joint replacement surgery is at covenanthealth.org/ortho. The views, opinions, and comments that are expressed on this program are solely those of the host and guest and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions of KTTZ-FM, Texas Tech Public Media, Texas Tech University, Texas Tech University System, or our faculty and staff, our affiliates, our partners, and our sponsors.
Support for Faith Matters comes from Hospice of Lubbock, serving the 19-county South Plains region since 1986. The staff offers faith-based end-of-life care for both children and adult patients. More information is available at hospiceoflubbock.org.
Welcome back to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1. Here again is your host, Tom McGovern.
Welcome back to Faith Matters. I'm your host, Tom McGovern, with our guest, Ashley Wilkerson. Ashley, you have been sharing with us the joy and the sadness of many losses of your beloved brother and of your mother. So finally, you did return to California, and as I understand it, you have been part of an ongoing movie.
Oh, thank you. I'm actually co-starring in a film on Netflix called Hunter Gatherer. I play the love interest of the lead actor.
Ashley, I would like our listeners this Sunday afternoon to understand that in the midst of this profound grief, you did maintain your artistic endeavors in a very noble fashion.
Absolutely. I'm in the process of writing a show about my mother.
Ashley, we would like to talk a little more about your mother. As I understand it, as a young woman, she was illegally strip searched by the local authorities here in Lubbock, legal authorities in Lubbock, and she had the courage to challenge and win her suit.
Yes, my mother, Barbara Ann Wilkerson, was illegally strip searched in the 80s. She challenged the police department. They settled out of court with her, and they subsequently changed the law.
Ashley, what a tribute to your mom, who died so young at the age of 34.
My mother died at 34, the same age I am, less than a year after returning to Lubbock to get her family together.
Ashley, when we outlive our parents, it's a very, very significant moment in our lives. I know my dad died young at 51, and I have the strongest memories of that year when I outlived him. It's an invitation, really, to remember them in a very, very special way. They being so young and we being of the same age, they were when they died. Ashley, you have written a victim statement for the court.
I've written a statement that I am happy with. It's hard to put it into words on the spot, but I will say that I want there to be peace. We're human beings.
You recalled to Chuck and I that when your brother died, there were threats of ongoing violence from others who wished, I guess, to avenge his death. But your family pleads and still pleads for peace and for forgiveness.
Yes, me and my sister are really activists as well. And so we know the harmful effects of gun violence, what it has not just on our family, but on our entire communities, society in general. Hurt people hurt people. And so when our only brother was murdered, there was a lot of tension. And we, thank God, had enough wisdom to cool that fire. We demanded peace. We said, not in our brother's name. No more violence. Because even though John lived a very complicated life, I know he wouldn't want that. We want love. We want peace. It's difficult because I'm in the process of grieving and reliving this, but I have compassion.
And Ashley, you have described how living to the rage and the anger, you came to a better place.
Yep.
So you've been able to address many of the issues involved in your brother's death, your own personal grief, how his death has influenced our society here in Lubbock and all those involved, and then the larger society.
Absolutely.
Ashley, tell us about this new direction in your life involving meditation and, as you would describe it, the therapy and the healing arts.
I am moving into a new area in my life where I am honoring my calling as a healing artist. I am determined to travel as far as I can teaching young Black boys and men in particular how to meditate, because I know that if you can control your breath, then you can control your anger. And one breath can save your life. Literally, there's that word again. One breath can save your life, and I'll add, or someone else's. People become so enraged. And then with all of these gun laws, people are carrying these weapons, but they do not realize the consequences or how this stuff, the pain of losing someone violently, never leaves you. It impacts generations. There are generations that will be impacted by my brother's murder. And there are generations who will be impacted by the murderer's time in prison.
Ashley, if we can intervene with this message of peace, it is so important.
Mother Teresa said peace begins with a smile. And I also like to add that peace begins with you.
Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me, the prayer of St. Francis that is expressed in so many artistic ways.
Absolutely. And I'll be honest, there are days, and especially during the trial, where I did not feel peaceful. I, in fact, felt enraged. But I remembered that energy is very toxic. And I will not let my brother's murderers win. You can't get the best of us. You killed his body, but you did not kill his soul. I can't do my work. I cannot do my work if I'm in a funky place. So I'm working to shake that load off, to let that go. And I can only do this by having compassion and forgiveness. And it is a process.
Ashley, you would agree that every one of us carries this rage, anger, and resentment in our souls because of the hurts we've experienced. How should we deal with those in your experience?
Oh, my goodness. Focusing on the joys, the beauty that's in this world, focusing on my blessings. First of all, you have to acknowledge your pain and acknowledge your rage. A lot of people are in denial and they're walking time bombs. That's the first thing. Acknowledge it. Secondly, be kind to yourself. Forgive yourself. This is what I've had to tell myself. When a teacher who teaches meditation feels like going cuckoo in Lubbock, Texas, I had to forgive myself. I said, okay, you know, you're not perfect. And then I had to remember that we're all human. I should actually say that first, acknowledging God's grace, God's mercy, and knowing that at times we all fall short. We all fall short. But life is still so good. I believe, even though I have experienced so many losses, so much pain, so much tragedy, my goodness, my joys far outweigh the bad.
Ashley, what a fortuitous meeting we had at the Buddha Center here a few Sundays ago at the Buddha Center. And you know, what you are sharing with is a broad-based spirituality that all our listeners, I'm sure, in their own individual ways can embrace as part of their journey.
Yes, I feel like that is my duty. My mission in this life, I am called to serve and entertain. Doing this, I have to look at these tragedies as a lesson. And I want to encourage any of your listeners out there who may feel like they are at their wits' end or feel like there's no hope, I want you to keep on pressing forward. Write down your pros versus cons. Write a love letter to yourself. Write a love letter to someone who hurt you. Spend the day crying. You have the right to cry. You have the right to break down. You're human. And also, go to a therapist if you need to. It does not mean you're weak.
Ashley, as you look from the present to the future, what challenges, what inspiration do you find in that journey?
I believe that anywhere I go from this point forward is going to be a beautiful journey because I feel stronger than ever. I feel anchored. Whether it's a big film in Hollywood or I'm doing guerrilla theater in Guatemala, I will be honoring my ancestors and I will be honoring God by doing my good work. I have lots of shows and books and stuff in the making, and I'm giving myself permission to take it one day at a time.
Ashley, we are so honored to have had you this afternoon where you shared such an intimate story of pain, struggle, brokenness, at the same time healing and joy. I hope that we have in a very special way honored the memory of your deceased brother and mother and other family members, and that going forward we will carry with us this very, very special message that you have shared with us this blessed Sunday afternoon.
And I just want to thank you and ask everyone to remember the love, because it is the love that will see us through.
You've been listening to Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1 with your host, Tom McGovern. Support for Faith Matters comes from Covenant Medical Center, home of a full range of orthopedic services, including Joint Ranch. Join us next Sunday for another edition of Faith Matters on KTTZ FM 89.1, a service of Texas Tech Public Media.